Gotham Midas by Gallop Mission of Zion Shnai Sharim Hayu the Beit Hamoki. There were two gates for the Beit Hamoki. Echad Pesuach Lecha, there was a gate in the north, which opened up into the Chal, the space outside the Azar and the Harabai. Echad Pesuach LaAzar, there was a gate to the south, which opened up into the Azar. Amar Rabbi Huda, Zeshaya Pesuach LaAzar, a Pish Pesh Katan Hayu Lo. Rabbi Huda said, the gate that opened up into the Azar had a small entrance inside the gate. There was a small pesach inside the bigger shard. Shabo nechnasim liv loish et hazar, that through that small pishpesh, the kohanim would enter the azara in the morning to search the azara and make sure all the kli shards were in the right place. As early in the morning, the kohanim would have to make a check all around the azara to make sure that all the kli shards are accounted for and in the right place. Beit HaMoked had a dome. By it, Gadol Hayu was a very large room. Mukaf rose in Shoeben. It was surrounded by rows of stones. Stones jutted out from the interior wall of the Beit HaMoked. The stones jutted out like steps. The bottom stone jutted out farther than the stones on top of it, and the stones on top of that jutted out even less. The Ziknei Beit Av Yishenim Shom. The Zkenim from the Beit Av would sleep on these stones on the night after they did the Avodah. As the Beit Av of the Chelek of the Mishmah that did the Avodah on that day, as the Mishmah was divided up into seven Batei Avos, into seven divisions, each division served in the Beit HaMikdash on one particular day. And the Zkenim from the Beit Av, the night before they did the Avodah, would sleep on these stones. Mavtechas HaAzara B'yadam, the keys of the Azara was in their hands. Upirchei Kahuna, each Kisto Bar, the more useful Kohanim would not have the right to sleep on the robes in Shoeven, as the robes in Shoeven were reserved for the Zkenim. Instead, they would sleep on the ground. They would lay out their clothes on the ground and sleep on their clothes.